Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about your light. The Bible speaks about the fact that we should let our light shine and that we should not let it go dim. And sometimes in life, we get so involved or we get overwhelmed with the things of the world and our light goes dim and we forget to let our light shine. If your light is not going to shine, it will impact and it will affect the world because we are set out to be a light to those who do not have light. We are set out to be a light that will dispel the darkness. And when you don't understand the power of the light that you carry and you are not able to bring that kind of light, people are impacted. Know your worth in terms of the light that you carry. Know what you are meant to do. Know that when you are not doing what you are doing, people are indeed being impacted. Your light is to allow someone else to walk. Your light is to allow someone else to become what they need to be. Not everybody has the ability to see. Not everybody has the ability to decide where to go. They need extra help, and your light is there to guide them, to be the extra help that they need so that their lives can become better. It is up to you to decide what you are, who you are, and what God has called you to become. You see, within life, everybody needs a little bit more help, and you need to decide whether you are that help to someone else. Just the other day, God impressed something upon my spirit where I needed to do something for someone. It did not make sense in the beginning. It was scary. It was overwhelming. And sometimes it was uncomfortable because I really did not know what to do. But the more I started realizing the hand of God, I became confident in His voice. And I started seeing how God is so interested in the lives of His people. And the more I started obeying, and the more I started listening, I started seeing the light of God becoming evident in this person. Sometimes becoming a light is an act of obedience, and we need to act on that. We need to become what God wants us to become for those people. And therefore, it is so important that the light of God needs to shine on the inside of us. Ask yourself this question: what kind of light are you? Are you able to guide ships? Are you able to guide people? It does not really matter at the end of the day, as long as you are becoming a guiding light that saves people, that touches the heart of God, and ensures that people are okay. You need to be that person. You need to lead people away from destruction. You need to lead people so that they do not get hurt. You need to guide people so that they can become what God has called them to become. You are called by God to be a guiding light. You are called by God to guide people into truth, to guide people into living a good life. And when you understand that, you suddenly make someone else's life better. There's a quote by Mandela, and it says the following: it seems impossible until it happens. There are many moments in our lives where we don't see the possibility of things happening, and that is because you are in a stuck state in your mind and you do not believe that it can. But when you start stepping out, suddenly the impossible becomes possible. God wants you to be a guiding light. God wants you to guide people into all truth. God wants you to take people and to create joy within their lives. But it is up to you to decide who you are going to be. Are you going to be a guiding light? Or are you just going to be anybody that just stands there and looks at the destruction of people and humanity? God is calling you. God is expecting you to become what He needs you to be. So let your light shine. Do not let it go dim. Do not let it go cold. Do not let it become something that is an obstruction to others, but let it become a guiding path so that others may live a fulfilled life. God is calling you to deeper places. He's calling you to higher places. He's calling you to incline your ear so that the next generation may live through you. You are called to let your light shine, because when your light shines, you begin to light up someone else's candle. They light up someone else's candle. And then suddenly, light is the order of the day and darkness is dispelled. Ask yourself this question: who would you like to be? What light would you like to carry? How many people would you like to impact and influence? Because God is calling you to great things. He's calling you in order to make a difference. And you need to decide what to do. The light in you needs to see, or rather establish or ignite, the light in someone else. It is up to you to become that. It is up to you to stand strong in that. It is up to you to be who God has called you to be. You are called by God. You are fashioned and framed by God so that others may live through you. Let it be that your voice, your heart, your attitude has ignited life in someone else. Because when that happens, the next person begins to live and live life completely. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I am your light. Lead me into the dark places so that more people may live. I speak this, I decree this, and I confirm that this is who I am. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.